And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Interviews equals job offers. Interviews equal job offers. No interviews, no job offers. Interviews equal job offers. I hope I'm being clear about that, you people. Okay. In order for you to get job offers, you need interviews, right? You salespeople know this. In order to make a sale, you have to be in front of a customer. You have to make a presentation. Belly to belly is the best way to do that, right? Phone, you could set up your interview. Phone, you could set up your meeting, but you got to be belly to belly to make the sale. Interviewing is the same way. Whatever you do, you must do what's necessary to get an interview. And you must be creative. You're going to have to get creative. Interviews equals job offers. There are really three types of interviews out there, okay? There's interviews for specific job openings. That's the normal stuff, okay? The second type of interview is a casual need, okay? That's where there's no specific job opening. And the third is kind of a courtesy interview. You've got interviews for specific positions, casual need interview. They're really not looking, but they're willing to bring you in to meet with you. And then a courtesy interview, which is where maybe a member of the family sets it up. We're going to get into all three of these. So let's start. It may take you all three of these type of interviews or some combination of these three to get a job offer. All three are useful, but some of you won't go on the second or third type of interview, and you should. Let's cover each one of these so you know the difference. Obviously, interviewing for a specific job opening, this is a typical job opening where you spend the majority of your time, okay, answering ads, they call you in, the company is looking. This is where a company is looking to fill a specific position within their company. These are really good places for you to look, but in some cases, you will find a tremendous amount of competition because everybody is answering these advertisements. Make sense? So when you answer these specific job opening advertisements, be it on the web, wherever, you're going to have a tremendous amount of competition for that position. Make sense? So that's your very typical, that's the first interview type that I want to discuss, and everybody knows that one. But there are some others you may not be familiar with that you should be incorporating in your job search. The second one is what is a casual need. So in other words, the company really doesn't have a specific job opening. It's a kind of a casual need interview. This will take some work on your part, okay? But it's worth the effort. This is where a company is willing to meet with you, but they really don't have a specific need, a specific opening at the moment. This is a good interview to have because it would give you a chance to shine and sell yourself to a decision maker. Make sense? If you shine in a casual interview, the company very likely, and I've seen this many times, can make room for you, okay? They can make room for you in the tent, so to speak. This happens all the time. Very few people do casual interviews because they think it was a waste of their time. Nothing could be further from the truth on that. You need to include these types of interviews in your job search, okay? Sometimes these casual need interviews could be on the order of an internship, okay? Where they really don't have a need, but they may take you in as an intern, blah, 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 whatever they call you in. It's kind of a casual, there's no specific opening. We're really not looking for anybody, but you know, that kind of thing. But you need to jump on the, oh, you guys aren't looking? Okay, no. No, that's not how you want to be. Oh, you're not looking. Well, are you willing to meet with me? I'd like to meet with you. I'd like to see you in the future if you ever have a need, blah, blah, blah. If you ever do get an opening, I could be on your list, da, da, da. whatever you do, push for a casual need interview, even if they don't have an opening right now, because if you get in there and you shine, they'll make room for you. Listen to me. If you get in there and you shine, they will make room for you. There's a lot of dead waiting companies. They'll bring you on board and knock out one of those dead weight zombies walking the hall. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. And then last, the third one is a courtesy interview. So you have interviews for specific job openings. That's the first one. Casual need interviews. That's the second one. Now we're going to talk about courtesy interview.
Courtesy? What is that?
Okay. This sounds like a bunch of waste of time, Mike. No, it's not. It's not a waste of time. Courtesy interview is where a family member or friend sets up a meeting, kind of a courtesy meeting, with a company that doesn't have a specific openings or casual openings. They don't have casual openings. They don't have specific openings, right? But someone's willing to meet with you and discuss the industry. Are you following me? Maybe your family friend, your mom, your dad, your uncle, whoever says, you know, I got a guy. You want to get in construction. You want to get in the music business. You want to get in the entertainment business. Did you know that my buddy over at such and such owns a music record company or whatever the situation is? I'm going off the fly here. But you want to be a designer? You want to be a someone who designs clothes? Well, I have a friend who's a designer. I want to set you up with their industry. Or I want to be an architect. Well, let me set you up with an architect. Or I am an architect, but I can't get in the business. Well, I have a friend. You get the idea. You get a family member or a friend that sets up this courtesy meeting that they can discuss these business people can discuss their industry with you. Okay. Now what happens is this person can assist you in your job search and possibly even refer you to someone in the industry they feel may have an opening. You know, I'm really glad you came by, Charlie, because I like discussing our industry with people that want to get into it. We need more young people like you to come into our industry. We don't have anything right now, but my friend Robert over in the next town, he has a need because he just lost one of his key people. And I really think you should meet with him because I think he has a need right now and he could hire you. And I'll call him ahead of time and let him know I spoke to you. Are you seeing how this works? This is like networking, right? So courtesy interview. So when you want to get in a specific industry, whether it be construction, engineering, architecture, designer, IT, a game designer, whatever, internet technology, whatever, you know somebody in this industry, or you know someone who may know somebody who may know somebody. This is a courtesy interview. Hey, would you talk to my buddy? He really wants to get into the game design business. I know you have a business over there, and I know you guys have a division. Is there anybody who would like to just talk to him, just to discuss the industry with him? People do this all the time, and they'll be happy to. People call my office. Hey, I always want to be a recruiter. What are you doing now? I'm an attorney. Okay, well, okay. What, you want to recruit attorneys? Blah, blah, blah. And we talk about it, okay? And I say, hey, you know, I got a buddy who owns a recruiting firm that does lawyers. Bingo. See how this works? That's a courtesy interview. You need to include these in your job search. Does that make sense? Basically, you're networking, right? If this guy refers you, this person, this woman, this man, refers you to their friend, is that beautiful or what? You're basically networking. When you meet with someone under these types of circumstances on the courtesy interview, and you really shine, they're going to know somebody in the industry that has an opening or someone that they think you may fit in with. They might even pick up the phone and call this person for you. Can you imagine a phone call on your behalf like this? Hi, Bob. I just met with a very sharp person today, and I think you should meet with her. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Can you imagine this? You have to include the courtesy interviews in your job search. If you want to be successful, look, if you want to be successful, you just have to. You have to. And a lot of people out there, and I talk to them all the time, feel that it's a waste of time. If I'm meeting someone in the industry and they don't have a job opening currently, it's not a waste of time. because of what I'm just explaining to you now. These people network. Birds of a feather fly together. Have you ever heard of that saying? Birds of a feather flock together, because nurses know other nurses, doctors know other doctors, lawyers know other lawyers, architects know other architects, engineers know other engineers, graphic designers know other graphic designers, game designers know other game designers, birds of a feather flock together. Get it? So you're meeting with somebody that may know other people. I mean, can you imagine them making a phone call saying, I just met with this really sharp lady. She's unbelievable. She's just, you've got to meet her. I wish I had another position. I wish I could afford to hire her, but I can't right now. I know you can, blah, 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 whatever. I mean, that would be fantastic. You have to include these types of interviews in your job search. If you want to be successful in your job search, you really need to include all three of these interviews. Job openings, obviously. Casual openings, you have to do those. Courtesy interviews, you have to do that too. Nobody said this would be easy, right? But remember this, the more interviews, the better. You have to have interviews to get a job offer. Interviews equals job offers. Interviews equals job offers. And each interview you take, you're getting closer and closer to that job offer. And not just interviews for specific job openings. Sometimes these other interviews will turn out to be better for you. So give them a try. I hope this helps all of you out there with this specific career issue. Good luck to each and every one of you out there. For more career tips, go to AskMikePalumbo.com.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.